Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem. Welcome back to today's Daf. Becheres Daf Nun Ches. We begin five lines from the top of the Amid. So back to our discussion of the Mishnah yesterday, that Min HaTorah, technically you can take all those sheep and goats born within this year, corral them together, combine them into one Maser Behema process. But Midr Rabbanan, they established three separate time zones. We call them three Geronos. And once that time arrives, you have to stop from selling, from consuming those newborn animals until you do the Maser Behema. And these three Zmanim, these three times, coincide with the Yom Tovim. And the point was to ensure that there will be adequate supply of behemoths for the Eid al-Regalim visiting Yerushalayim for consumption, for Hakrava, because that's why it's called Geirin, as the Gemara concluded yesterday. Because just like the Geirin, which is the granary containing the grain, that grain is tevel, is off limits until you do the Truma of the Master. In similar fashion, Chacham forbade us from tapping into these new offspring until you do the once the Geirin arrives, once it's Zman arrives, to stop short, do the Maser Behema, then you can tap into it. So what are the Gronos? We have several opinions in the Mishnah, the first of which was Rabbi Akiva, who puts it like this. First one is Befrois HaPesach, in advance of Pesach, Ubefrois HaAtzeres, and then Befrois HaChak. What does Preis mean? Price typically means half. Well, what's going on? How many days is this? The Kama price. How much in advance of Pesach is the price? Pirush Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Ein price or pras, right? Pachos mitesav yai. No less than 15 days. My mashma. How do you see that in price? Amar Rav Avoh. Price palga mashma. Price means half, right? Like a prusa, like a slice, like achilas pras. Right, time it takes a person to eat half a loaf of bread, a loaf which contains two meals worth of bread, half of which is a meal's worth. So you have to eat your matzah, your kazais within that meal's worth of time to be considered one eating experience. So pras means half. But again, half of what? Pras palga, palga de mai, palga de pesach. Oh, it's half of that preparation period in advance of Pesach, where you study the halachas of Pesach to prepare for the Yom Tov, which is a 30-day time period, half of which is 15 days. Kol d'sanis, we find in a brisa, she'alan v'dershin, b'lachas Pesach, chodin Pesach lamed yom. You're meant to get involved and study halachas of Pesach before chodin Pesach lamed yom, 30 days, half of which is price. And that's what he meant. Half of this 30-day period, i.e., 15 days to Pesach, is when the Goyin arrives. Rabbi Shimon Lee Leimer says you don't need 30 days, but Pesach Shabbos is 2 weeks is enough. So in any case, we clearly understand that we keep his opinion. The Shalish Geronis Lamasa Behema fall out on the 15-day period before Pesach, the 15-day mark before Sukkot, Shavuos, and Sukkot. But Nazai takes a slight issue. He says not Preis HaPesach. Let's give it a definite identity point. Let's give it a date. But as Omer b'chavtes ba'adar, instead of 15 days to Pesach, he calls it 29 Adar, which is pretty much one and the same. And regarding the second Geirin, b'chav b'sivan, instead of 15 days to Shavuos, just a couple of days to Shavuos. And on the third, he calls it chavtes ba'av. Let's zero in on the first machlekes. Tanakama says Preis HaPesach, 15 days to Pesach. He pegs it based on the day count, and Benazai works based on the calendar date. Chavtes Ba'adar. But what's Machalik is about? They seem to be pretty much saying one and the same thing. But Maika Miflegi, Rabbi Kiva Benazai, answers the Gemara. There's no real conceptual Machalik regarding the Geirin, the Zman of the Geirin. They both hold it's 15 days to Pesach. However, Rabbi Kiva Savar, it relates to another discussion regarding the arrangement of the calendars. Rabbi Kiva Savar, he holds You should know that the Adar Asamach Nisan, the Adar which is next to Nisan, sometimes you have two Adar, so the one next to Nisan, is a fluctuating month in terms of its length. Sometimes it's a 30-day month, sometimes 29. There's no way to peg it based on the date, because it's a fluctuating entity. Zimnin Malach, sometimes it's a full month. Zimnin Chaser, sometimes a short month. Zimnin Miklum B'Gayim Lamed, so sometimes this 15-day in advance of Pesach mark falls out on B'Gayim Lamed, the 30th day of Adar, if it's a 30-day month. And sometimes, if it's a short month, it's going to be 29. Zimnin Miklum B'Gayim Tes, Mishmach L'Kvi'i Leizman. That's why he doesn't give it a date. He doesn't peg it based on the calendar. He simply says 15 days to Pesach, we'll never figure it out. Uben Azai Sovri says no. It's pretty predictable arrangement here. Adar Hasamach Nisan Leilum Chaser. The Adar is always a missing month, so you know it's going to be on 29. Hilchos Kvi'ah Leizman. There's an established Zman that 15 days to Pesach is day 29 of Adar. So keep it clear and simple. B'chavdes Ba'Adar. Next point was, instead of 15 days to Shavuos, it's Be'echad B'Sivan. Now why, when it comes to Shavuos, does he make it so close to Yom Tov? Be'echad B'Sivan, he says, I did L'Nefishi since. It's very short. It's merely a 7-week period between Pesach and Shavuos. Not very much happening on the farm. It's such a short time. There isn't very much supply at that point. Newborn animals between Pesach and Shavuos. Yamar's Liktim Eliyasa, if you're going to advance the Maser as much as we did by Pesach to 2 weeks before Shavuos, you're dealing with a small supply to begin with of this new, you know, batch, and now you're going to start eating it and start consuming it. By the time Shavuos rolls around, you're not going to have very much left. Ad the Motzi Regel, until the Yom Tov arrives, Shalmi Lud, you're going to be done with this supply. So better move it closer to Shavuos. Start the process then. Open the gate to the new crop, which will ensure adequate supply for the Yom Tov. Chates Ba'av. Third Zman is 29 of Av. Why? Why specifically that date? Because Benazai L'Tamei, Benazai is consistent with this view. The Amaru says, Ho'alulun Misra Asrim Fnei Atzman. He's not sure when the start of the year is. When is Rosh Hashanah regarding Masa Behema? Is it beginning of Elul, like Reb Meir in the Mishnah? Is it the beginning of Tishrei, like the other opinion? Right, like Lezer and Shimon, right? He's not sure. So that's why he puts Elul in its own category. Anyone born in Elul gets its own Maser Behemah. You can't combine it with any other year because you don't know. Maybe the year starts Elul or it ends Elul, right? So you don't know which year it relates to. Helul and Masasim from Asim. That's why the animals born in Elul get their own Maser. And that explains why the last garden of the year falls out right before Elul, day before Elul, to keep it separate from the Elul product. Ask the Gemara of Lisrinu B'Yom Lamed. Lisrinu B'Yom Lamed, why specifically 29? Why not on the 30th day of Av? Because Av is sometimes a 30-day month. So why not wait until the last day? The answer is, it's not for sure. Zimna de Mechasrin Leilav, sometimes Av is a short month. And the 30th is really Rosh Chodesh Elul. So now you're encroaching on Elul, which is a problem. Why? Because you want to keep Elul separate, distinct, and unique. Right? So that you highlight its uniqueness and being separate from the rest of the year. So you don't mistakenly mix up the crop of Elul and Av, right? You want it to be clear, distinctive. v'chadash v'yashan, between the new crop and the old crop. So your safest bet is to steer clear of Elul, and likewise day 30 of Av, which might turn into Elul. Now Rashi points out, of course, even if day 30 would be Rosh Chodesh Elul, I mean, right now there's nothing available to get mixed up, because even the newborns, the ones that were born today, are not eligible. You wouldn't put it into the pen, it's so early, it's not a week old. But you want to keep it conceptually separate, so people don't get things confused and, you know, mistakenly believe you can mix up the new and the old. You know, the Av and the El. So you keep the Av Av and El El, and you keep the Gurin at a safe distance from El, which is the 29th day of Av. Now comes another opinion. Rab Lezer, Rab Shimon Omer, Be'echad Ben Nissan, which is very close to the previous opinions, except it's one day closer to Pesach. Instead of 15 days to Pesach, it's only 14, 2 weeks to Pesach. Then they say Be'echad B'Sivan, which is exactly as the previous sheet of Ben Azai, keep it close to Shavuos. And the third man is 29 of Elul, because according to them, the new year regarding Masamim begins Echad B'Tishrei. Okay, so the Gemara explains. Be'echad B'Nisan, why? K'dam Shimon Liel. Da'amar Beis Shabbos, he says the time allotted for studying the laws of Pesach, you don't need 30 days, it's 2 weeks. So it's considered sort of, you know, leading it to Pesach, and that's when you do the Gurin to ensure supply for Pesach. So 2 weeks is a reasonable time period, distinctive time period, the time that you prepare for Pesach. Be'echad B'Sivan, why so close to Shavuot Damar? As we explained, because you're dealing, to begin with, a short supply. So keep it as close to Shavuos as possible to ensure some leftover for the early regal. Chavdes Be'elo. Why? Because they held, the Amri, they hold Be'echad B'Tishrei, Shishal Masar Behema. First day of Tishrei begins the new year. So the old crop has to be attended to a day earlier. And the Mishnah actually asks, so why now? Why not Echad B'Tishrei? Why not the next day? It's a Yom Tov. Ask the Gemara, aside from that, it's a new year. You want to keep things distinct and separate. Let it be based on a more simple reason. You have to make it noticeable, recognizable, regarding the seasons. You want to keep them separate. You don't want to do Masar Behema from last season when it's already the new year, which might lead to some misunderstanding and confusion. Lest people erroneously conclude that you could mix two seasons. So why resort to the question of malach av yom tov, because you're slapping it with the red paint and doing malach? Chadavad kamar. You're right. It's one reason on top of the other. Chada, a basic reason is, the beinu mevet akir, b'chadash v'yashon, want to keep the season separate. But furthermore, because painting the animal red is a malacha, mishum neshu yom tov, it's Rosh Hashanah. V'yav shal asar b'yom tov, mishum sikros, you can't do it on yom tov because of that red paint. Rameya imer, be'echad be'elo. Rosh Hashanah masar b'yom. Now we shift to another question. So we discussed the three opinions regarding the granos. Tanakhama says, praise HaPesach, praise HaTzeres, praise HaChag. That's Rabbi Akiva. Ben Azai says, 29 of Adar. That's a calendar-based discussion. Echad b'sivan, close to Shavuos, and 29 of Av, because he holds that the Elul has to keep you kept separate. Then we have Rav Shimon who say Aleph Benisan, because that's the 2 week period to Pesach, Aleph B'Sivan, to keep it close to Shavuos, and 29 of Elul, because that's the last day of the season. Okay, so they clearly hold that the Rosh Hashanah from Masa Behemah is considered Echad B'Tishrei. Ramirez says no, Echad Be'el is Rosh Hashanah Masar Behemah, and Benazah says I'm not sure, so leave Elul out in limbo. Ramirez Be'echad Be'el Rosh Hashanah Masar Behemah, Benazah Omer, I want to keep the Elul separate. Tanya, or Benazah, let me explain to you. On the one hand, you have these saying, you know, Rosh Hashanah is Echad be'elul, ve'elul ayim kach. And here they say Echad be'av, right? I'm not sure which way to go. And therefore I say, play it safe. Ha'alulin. The ones born during Elul, Miss Asher and La'atzman, they get their own master. You don't combine them with any year, not prior and not post. Ask the Gemara, let's tell me the man Mistaver. Why leave it hanging? Why not delve into the opinions and come to your own conclusion based on the opinion that you deem to be right? Okay, Taima, perhaps Leimatzi Koya Tamayra, Nazi didn't have the ability to delve so deeply into, come to his own conclusion. But Tanya, we have a Brisa. Actually, Ben Azai said about himself, Ben Azai, Oimer, Kol Chachmei Yisrael, all the scholars of Yisrael, Doimer Alaya, compared to me, Keklipas Hashem, insignificant like the skin of a garlic. So basically, he has the ability to analyze and to delve. Chutz min HaKirech Hazeh, except for this one here. Oh, I couldn't beat. Kirech Hazeh. So basically, why couldn't he just figure it out on his own? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, it wasn't something that was figure-outable. Maybe Ashmu Amru, it wasn't something which they just, you know, it wasn't something logical they can analyze. It was something that was brought down by tradition. Maybe Chagai, based on the Nevi'im, Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi. So each one had their own Kabbalah, their own tradition in terms of what Rosh Hashanah was, and it was handed down from prior generations, the Nevi'im, Chagai, so it wasn't something that he can take issue with. Now, who's this Chacham that he's singling out for honorable mention, Kareach Hazeh? So, Tosis brings that it's actually Rabbi Akiva, famous Rabbi Akiva, right? And his son was Rabbi Shua, who in the Gemara is called Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. So apparently it's one and the same person. Rabbi Akiva was bald, Kareach, and Rabbi Shua ben Karcha is the son of Rabbi Akiva. So Chutz min HaKareach Hazeh, he was singling out Rabbi Akiva, him I can't beat. Now, Tesis has an issue with that. He says, why would he refer to him as Lashon Ganai, a dishonorable, you know, reference, Kareach Hazeh, we find in Melachim Beis, Alei Kareach, baldy, get up. It's not a very nice way to refer to somebody. Rabbi Nissim learns as Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Damer Yerushalmi Shei Kareach. Some explain because he was, when he was appointed as the Nasi at a very young age, he didn't have a full grown beard, so he was like bald. I mean, he wasn't fully grown, so it's actually a complimentary term. Look what kind of great status he already had when he wasn't even of age. Rabbi Tam learns very simply, Kareach is a person. Kareach, right? Name of a person. Not Rabbi Akiva, it's a different person. It's interesting to note that, you know, in the first Teretz of Tosfos, he learns that Kareach is Rabbi Akiva, as we find a Tana by the name of Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, who was Rabbi Shua, the son of Rabbi Akiva. The Chidah brings, he calls the Arizal and Shahar Gulgulim. He says, no, it can't be. He says, I saw them both. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha and Rabbi Shua ben Yishua Rabbi Akiva, two different people. Whether he saw them in person or in a vision or in a dream, I'm not sure, but he says they're two different people. It can't be one and the same person. So he veers away from that shot. Okay, in any case, so we have Ben Azai's opinion. Keep things separate to avoid any confusion. Tanya, Beza Tzad is long form for Ketzad. We have Ketzad many times in the Mishnah and the Gemara. Ketzad is Keizad Tzad. In what way? In which way? In which manner? Beizad Tzad, Amar Ben Azai, Ha'olulim is Asrin La'atzman. So how does it play out, this idea of keeping the Elul ones separate? As follows, No Deloy Heba Av Veheba Elul. He has five new animals from Av, five new from Elul. You can't combine them in Mitzdarfin because perhaps Elul is the next year. Likewise, Heba Elul. Hey, Betishrei Mitzdarfin. You have five born during Elul, five in Tishrei. You can combine them because perhaps Elul was the last year. Hey, Betishrei, Hey, Be'av Mitzdarfin. But if you have five born this year Tishrei and five at the end of this year, which is Av, certainly you can combine them together because Either way, it's one and the same year. Pshita, of course. I mean, why even discuss? It's just a simple case. The chiddush is, I would think, just like animals born in different years cannot be combined. Perhaps those born during different time frames within the year, correlating to the three granis from the Rabbanan, they cannot be combined together. Kamashmon, the point is, yes, as we learned in the Mishnah, Kedisnan, Chamish Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, five born before the actual Rosh Hashanah, V'chamish and five more after L'achar Rosh Hashanah, Emistam, you can't combine different seasons. This is Chadash, this is Yashin. But the Geirin doesn't have the same effect. Chamish Lefnei Geirin, Chamish L'achar Geirin, Harim and Starf, Avam Arav. Lidur Ben Azai, here comes an interesting riddle, according to Ben Azai. Who keeps the L separate? No, do le chamisha ba'av. He had five from Av. The chamisha ba'el, five from Elo. And again, Elo can go either way. It can either belong to Av, perhaps it belongs to a Tishrei, but not sure. The chamisha ba'tishrei, five in Tishrei. Total of 15. Bingo, Maser Behema. Why? Koinson le'dilis aser takes all 15 to the pen for Maser Behema. Because either way, whichever way you look at it, he has 10 that are chayiv. If Elo belongs to Av, so Av and Elul is 10. If Elul belongs to Tishrei, so Elul Tishrei is 10. We turn to Amud Beis. V'noitel, and which one is going to pick out for Maser Behema? It has to be one from the Elul, which covers him either way. V'noitel echad ben Elulim. V'ashar p'tum, and the rest is Pater. V'manoshech, either way it's Pater. Why? Because Ibe echad be'Elul Rosh Hashanah, if the year starts Elul, the Elul and Tishrei mitzdarf, and the five of Elul and five of Tishrei go together. The upturn, the ones from Av HaPater, it's only five. It's not a minion. If Elul and Tishrei Rosh Hashanah, if Rosh Hashanah begins Tishrei, then it switches around. The Av Elul mitzdarf, and the five of Al and five of Elul go together, and the Tishrei upturn, the ones of Tishrei HaPater. My Amris, what can you still suggest? Lutzar for the Gurin Acher, at the five of Tishrei, although it's only five, but wait it out until you have more, and you complement the minion, you know, when you get to the next juncture in the year, and then you have a Maser Behema. You can't do that. Because perhaps they were already exempted. And the Torah says, you got to pick out number 10, definitively number 10. Asiri Vadai Am Rachmana. Who is Safik? Not when it's a Safik. So you can't even go to Chumrah. Right? Because maybe these five had already been exempted. Okay, so now you just let them go. So the Pshita, well, of course. I mean, it's a pretty simple equation. What's Rabbi teaching us? That there are chayiv, meman of shech, and you have to pick out the el. Now the time of perhaps I can speculate not to do this. Ligzer, because there might be a concern. Yeah, he's supposed to pick out the el, but he might mistakenly pick out the other ones. Dilma, Asal, Mishkul, Mahanik might take from the other ones. Kamash, the point is we're not concerned. He'll be careful and do it right. Now, Rashi comments on the top line. It says, Noitel Echad Ma'alul, and he picks out specifically the Elul one. How can you do that? Pasuk says, you can't play favorites. Le'evakir ben Tevel Ra, you can't choose which one comes out from Maser Behema. So he says, we're speaking that he didn't actually run them through the gate, you know, the way he's supposed to, in which case he would not be able to manipulate it. Rather, we're talking that they're just sitting and stationary, they're lying in place, which we're going to see in the next Mishnah. You can do Maser Behema like that as well, and this way you can choose which one. Taisa says the whole issue is not really an issue because Leivakar is only when you choose a Baal Mum. When one is blemished, you can, you know, choose one over the other, but here they're all okay. There's nothing inherently blemished, it's just that you're picking the one from Elul, that's okay. Okay, so let's recap the Gemara until this point. Chachamim established three granis corresponding to three Yom Tovim. We have three opinions in terms of these precise dates of those granis, which took us into another question regarding the exact Zman of Rosh Hashanah for Maser Behema. We have Rosh Hashanah either being Tishrei, right? Just like Rosh Hashanah for us, right? One of the members of the Shir of Shulman added an interesting twist. He says, perhaps it's a point of inspiration, right? To keep mindful that on Rosh Hashanah, right? We pass through in front of our Maker, right? Kivnei Moron, right? I mean, we like the animals going through the under the shepherd's, count. So it's a chizuk for us to be mindful of our actions, to keep the focus, keep the eye on the prize, right? So that's a shaila. When does Maaser Behemah start? Either Echad B'Tishrei, Echad B'Elul. Renaz is not sure, so he keeps the Elul separate. And we found a way to do the Maaser Behemah, even if it's, you know, a couple during Elul, a couple during Av, and a couple during Tishrei, as per Rava's instructions. Okay, so we spoke about which animals are obligated in Maaser Behemah, when to do Maaser Behemah, and how do you go about it? What's the process? Says the Mishnah. Be'ezetzad, and some switch it to Ketza. Maasran, what's the process in doing the Maaser Behemah? Koinsen Ladir, all on the pen, let's go. Va'islam Pesach Katan, and he has over there a small gate, just big enough for a single file, for one at a time. Kadei Shalay Yushnaim, Yichon Latziskei, because you don't have two popping out at the same time, and he counts them. Amoyna, the Shevet, says the Bach, with this, you know, staff, he's counting, one, two, Umoinen, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav, Zayin, Ches, Tes. And then comes number 10. The one and only 10, Vayetze Asir, the one that comes out number 10, Soike B'Sikri, slaps it with a, you know, red paint, Vayimer, and he declares it as Maser, he's a Maser. Now let's say he didn't do it this way. Lo Yisoke B'Sikri, he didn't use the paint. Lo Yimona B'Shev, he didn't count it with a stick. O Yishimona Revutzim, well, he counted them just sitting in place. O Yimona was standing without coming through the gate. Harei Elu Mu'usarin. It still works. Fact is, he counted them. Hailai Meya Venatal Asara. Asara Venatal Echad. Ainzai Maser. Let's say he didn't count. He knows he has 100, he took out 10. He knows he has 10, he took out 1. But he didn't count. He didn't get to 10 in terms of numbers. Ainzai Maser doesn't work. Rabbi said, Vidaimer? Maser, even separating a tenth works, as we can see in the Gemara. Okay, so he's counting them out, 1, 2, 3, and one of the counted ones, kafatz, jump back into the corral. Kafatz, echad, minamunin l'toychan, harei l'tun, they're all potter, because once he was counted, he becomes exempted. That's it, he's done. So now we have a mix of all kinds. Some that have not been counted, and some that have. They're all potter, as we said before, because it's a suffix. Since we don't know what's what, they're all potter. Because the one that was counted, even though he wasn't designated as master, that's already considered a status. It's called Minyan Haroi. Because when he was counted, the numbers could have gotten to the completion, could have gotten to number 10. So anybody that took part in that count becomes exempted. What about Minyan Musaron L'Teichon? He got to 10, he designated the Maaser Behemah, and that one jumped back in. So one of the Maasers, Minam Musar and L'Teichon, again, Kulam, now you have a mix between Maaser and regular. Kulam Yirachi Stavu, so you have to let them all graze until they get a blemish. They all eat them once they're blemished, because on account of the Maaser, it's in the Tanarabon, we have a rice. So Beis Atzad, Maaser, how does it go about doing the Maaser? Koisin Ladir, he collects them into the pen, Voisel and Pesach Kot, and he has this little doorway through which they leave, Kadei Shaloy Yushnaim Yochem Latzaskecha, so it's not two at a time. Vimoy same Bachot, he has the mothers of these offspring standing outside, drawing the kids out. Vimifnim and the offspring on the inside, Vigoyes. And they call out to the mothers, Vyoyes Lakros Iman, they rush out to the mothers. So they're meant to leave naturally without manipulation. Vilifkin Inu, why not? Why isn't he just force them out? Why do you have to have the mother standing outside? Ya'avar k'siv. The pasuk says they walk out on the one. V'lishy avru, as opposed to being let out. Okay, v'lish dulu yarka. Why the mothers? Just put some greenery and we'll attract them. V'lifku l'avasein. They'll run out to the greenery. Amar avhuna gzeru shem l'koyah shem yasin. Technically that works. But Rabbanan, we want the mothers there to ensure that he's not going to be doing masa behim with a purchased animal or a yasim who's missing his mother, which are exempt from masa behim. So to ensure these animals are proper animals, born in house with mothers. Chacham instructed us to have the mother standing outside. This way, we're mindful of the proper process. Tan Rabban, kol ashayavatachas shevets. Any animal that can pass under the staff, probably treif sheinever, as opposed to a treif who's missing its legs. One of the treifas is a missing leg, which can't pass through. A treif is exempt. Tachas shevet tells us mitzvah l'mreis in the shevet. Ideally, you should have a shevet, a stick as you count. Right? Leman Rav Shav, he didn't count it with a stick. Or Shimon Rav Utzumai, I knew. Or he counted them, but they were sitting in place. Rather than passing single file through this door, Rav Utzumai, I knew, standing in place. But nine, how do we know it works? Hamalayim Hasiri Kodesh Mokom Mokim. Hasiri means any type of count, whether passing through or standing or sitting in place. Ve'emel Shekar Shema Hasiri. But that's only if he actually called it number 10. Let's say he didn't give it any number. Look, Shekar Shema Hasiri. I mean, how do we know it still works? Hamalayim Yia Kodesh Mokom Mokim. So Yia says, even though he didn't actually number it, the fact is he's number 10. And therefore he's Kodesh. The Rosh Hashanah adds, even if he didn't, he just had them come through without saying any numbers. But this is number 10. It's Kaddish. Now, let's say he didn't actually count them out at all. They were just sitting in place. Yachal ha'iloi meya. He had 100 in place. But not lasara, he took 10. So he never really identified the 10th as 10. He just separated 10 out of 100. Which is less than the previous case, where at least he had them come through one at a time. Right? So the tenth one is Kodesh, but here there was no numbering, there was no counting, and there was no order here. He just took 10 out of the 100. Or one out of 10. Asar v'not l'echad. He had 10 sitting, he took one. Yochel, perhaps that also is considered Maaser Tam. Lo'im Asiri. It has to be 10th. This is not a tenth. It's a tenth to what? Right? It's a tenth of the collective bunch, but it's not number 10. Rabbi Yisrael Bidu Aymer, it works, master. Even this is considered master behemoth. My time to Rabbi Yisrael Bidu, why? Because he holds like this shit, the pasuk here is speaking to the Levim. Now Levim would get Maser Rishon, so the owner basically gives off the Truma Gedoila, which is, you know, pretty much like 2% of his crop to the Kayin. Then he gives Maser Rishon a tenth to the Levi, who then in turn takes a tenth of that Truma's Mas and gives it to the Kayin. So Pasuk is speaking to the Levim, you get the Truma, and the Pasuk refers to two Trumas there. Your truma that you give to the kohen, and there it says kedugan min hagoyin. Gerun hagoyin is the truma that the Yisrael gives to the kohen. So the pasuk is linking together both trumas. B'shtei trumas hakasav medav. Torah is referring to both trumas. Achas, one is the initial truma gedol that the Yisrael gives to the kohen. V'achas, and the second truma smasa that the Levi gives from his portion to the kohen as well. And we compare the two processes. K'shem shatruma gedol, just like truma gedola, they tell us ba'emed, separated by estimation. You don't measure; you just estimate, okay, a 50th, a 40th, umachshava, even without physically removing it, designating, just contemplating it, designating your mind. Rashi says, yeah, you don't even have to. Says v'nechshav is machshav. After trumas masa, likewise trumas masa, given from the labor to the coin, follows the same process and tells us why machshava can be separated. But Oymed, just simply by estimation, and Machshav. Okay. Knowing that, Umaser Kai Rachmana Truma. And likewise, we find that Maser is also labeled as Truma. So the terms are pretty much interchangeable. Tachsiv Kies Maser Bnei Yisrael Shirim L'Hashem. Truma Nathat Levim L'Nachla. So the Maser given by the Yisrael to the Levi is called Truma as well. So now we know that the Torah can relate to Maser as Truma. So Maser has similar properties to Truma. And what about Maser Behema? This is grain. V'yiskish Maser Behema, Maser Dog. We know there's a connection between Maser Behema and Maser of a grain. Right, we had that pasuk the other day. Yasha brings it. V'es Maser say Chem, linking the two types. So we compare Ma Maser Dogon, just like Maser of grain. You tell him Oy Machshava, can be separated Ba'imid Machshava, as we explained, Amasa Behema. Although ideally you should run him through the door and count him, but if you don't, you just have, you know, 10 standing in front of you, you say, okay, this one there is Master. Av Master Behema Nitul Ba'imid Machshava can also work even though he didn't actually count them out, and that's why he says it's a valid Master Behema. Okay, so bottom line, ideally they should be in the corral with that little doorway, running out one at a time towards the mother, count them with the stick. Number 10, you slap with the paint. Let's say he failed to use a stick or the paint to actually even call him out as number 10, just came out as 10th. It's also considered, but if he just simply separates a 10th, one part of 10 from a group of animals, Quintan Nakama doesn't work because it wasn't number 10, Quintan Rishibhuda. It works. Similar to the master, which can be nitel ba'omer machshava, simply through mind designation. Okay, that's it for today. All the best to you and hatzlacha rabbah.